Roco Review. It's the Roco Review. It's the Roco Review. It's the Roco Review. Boy meets girl and girl meets boy.
Well, hello.
I'm just laughing as you said it like we haven't been talking for the last half hour.
I'm creating like a mood.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm playing a character of that I just came over. For everyone at home, we're at the Levenger Manse.
Manse?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's like your home. Mm-hmm. But it's a fancy word for home.
Oh, okay.
Like I mansion.
Maybe it was almost a mansion, but then it stopped short.
Yeah. Guys, it's not that big of a house. So it's not a mansion. It's a manse.
It's pretty mancy.
Oh, side note, I just took in your Christmas tree.
Oh.
I've been here actually for a while.
Our house is so mancy. You didn't even notice it.
I know. But I love it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
I think I went to a Christmas party at your apartment in Brooklyn once.
You sure did.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Did we decorate the tree? Was it like you had to bring an ornament or something?
We decorated ornaments. We took pictures.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
It's too bad that we aren't doing the Aubrey's one because she was at that party.
Oh, that's right.
We
could decide to do that.
Right now.
This is the point where we could do that.
You're right. That's true. And maybe that was the last time I've seen her.
So do you want to talk about that movie or to the other movie?
You guys were at a crossroads.
Yeah.
Not the Britney Spears movie.
A horrible movie.
I never saw
it. Have I seen it? Yes, I have.
Of course you have.
I watched it. I had a big crush on her.
You did?
Yeah.
You know, one thing about getting old is I can deny my own aging appearance, but I can't deny celebrities.
True.
I saw a picture of Britney Spears. I was like, she looks 35 years old.
Well, she probably is 35 now, right?
What?
She's got to be 30
she's
now.
Not that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, we could look it up. But, yeah. She looks like, talk about, she is, now she is no longer a girl, and she is a woman.
That's true. That's
so
true.
She couldn't sing that song today.
No, she couldn't.
Ouch, right?
What is up with... This is our little pop culture corner. What is up with all these girls who just have problems with their cars and stuff? You know, driving? Like, what's that girl, Amanda Byrne or whatever her name is?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like... Lock that girl up.
I think that's called alcohol problem, not problem with driving.
Well, but how would she have a license? You know what I mean? Or I think she was even driving without a license, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Who are the other girls with problems with driving?
Well, Lindsay and... Also, they all have substance abuse problems, but
That's a better way to say it.
Yeah. But I'm just like, how are they allowed to drive, you know? I don't know.
You know what? It's America's issue with celebrity. We just don't want to call them out on it. We let them get away with things.
Yeah.
And then they end up dead, and we all ask ourselves why. And
I know.
Let's point the fingers at ourselves.
That's right. I mean, because when you're pointing the finger out, there's three pointing back at you.
You know what?
Right?
That's true.
So
why
true.
Is it? And have I asked you this before? You wear headphones, but I don't.
Because we're low budget here. And I can monitor the recording levels.
Oh, okay.
If I have a higher budget, I'd have one for you because that would be better. Yeah, so you could hear yourself.
I wonder, listeners, will we ever have a higher budget?
Of course we will.
You know what, listeners? Point the
roof.
Three back at yourself. Get us some more. Tell a friend and have them tell a friend.
Yeah, phone a friend. You can,
Speaking of phoning, I would like to bring the
phone. Oh, yes.
I'm holding a phone.
Oh, my God.
That Brett found.
Yeah.
And through his MacGyver powers, he saved it. It was waterlogged.
Yeah.
He got it to work.
Back from the dead.
And the true mystery is how he got this thing on, because neither Nate nor I know how to turn the phone on.
I don't know. We feel like grandparents. I mean, it's like, it was just on, and then you handed it to me, and I was like, I can't get it off.
I can't either. I've been trying for a while. Anyway, he got it on.
Yeah.
And there was a variety. He found these text messages from a girl to her terrible boyfriend.
Right.
Which started off, they were like arguments, and then she was like, well, I'll just send you the dope.
Yeah.
And then she was like, she goes, I'll mail some, and then I'll put some in my ass. And then later, I don't know, there was some time lapse, and then he was like, I don't think any amount of drugs or money are going to fix our relationship. That's the sad thing.
I like that she has some realizations, though. First off, I love that, like, this is all, like, none of these are euphemisms. You know, first when you told me, I was like, you're like, I'll send you the dope, you know, like, or, you know, or give you the dope or something like that. That makes me, like, give you the straight dope or something like that. And then when she says, I'm going to put it up my ass. No. You know, she literally means that.
But I like the fact that he thinks it's sad that if money and drugs can't fix them,
yeah, what nothing can. Yeah. I mean, love, guys, love.
No, they don't know about that.
Okay.
So mostly, I'm telling this story because Brett emailed this person who the last text was February 22nd. Was
very above and beyond phone Samaritan. That's right. That's true.
He's a do-gooder.
Yeah.
And. He feels compelled to help.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, so the last text was February 22nd. Yeah, he emails her. I was like, what? Now they're going to find it. Maybe someone killed her, got rid of the phone, and now she's getting an email, and they're like, someone has the phone with the information.
Yeah, and then Brett's going to get locked up.
Brett's going to get locked up. I'm going to get murdered. They're going to come to our house and murder us for the phone. So maybe that's when our podcast will finally hit.
Exactly. Posthumously.
We talk about this. And then you can carry on without me.
I can? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'll let you do that.
Maybe CC will take over.
You already picked her out.
Side note, we haven't talked to CC. I mean, maybe you have.
No, I haven't.
I have not since Cloud9 appeared. You know?
You mean her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they moved in together.
I know.
Yeah.
Everyone so is much. Jumping up and down at home. Friend of the show.
Cece
Pleasance.
FOTS.
So, well, should we talk about the movie?
I guess, truth be told, we saw both movies apart.
Yes.
And we saw Aubrey's movie a while ago. But let's try to talk about, I have a terrible memory since having...
Can you remember the title? Because I can't, and that's why I feel like maybe we should talk about the other one. But unless you can remember the title, then...
But come on, we can figure out the title.
It's like, was it Battery something, or...
Non-inclusive.
Right? I don't know. Oh my god.
It's okay, we'll figure that out. Okay, you're... By the time this thing airs...
Yeah.
You know... We'll all have known. Are you looking it up?
You're going to look it up faster. Uh-huh. I was trying to look it up, but I don't know which way to do this. Side note, I took some great, cute pictures of Natasha's cats. If any of you listeners ever come here, there's a lot of cats.
Mm-hmm.
It's
safety,
like,
not guaranteed.
That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. That's what Battery's we're going to talk not about. Included. Yeah. I knew it was some sort of cautionary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so safety not guaranteed.
The lovely Aubrey,
there's Obs.
Who I haven't seen in at least 7 years.
I saw her the other day, and I forgot to. Well, I saw her at a party for a brief moment, and so I didn't get a chance to bring up that she should be on her show.
It was that
one that I told you about before Thanksgiving.
Oh, was that same one?
Yes, yes.
The very same one.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Curtis.
So
okay, let's talk about this movie.
We're biased because we both love Obs.
We do. Now this movie is, let's see, how would you encapsulate it?
What were you going to say about the cats? Oh, because you took pictures of them.
Oh, I did. Oh yeah, I was going to say these cats, they sidled up next to each other.
They sure did. One
cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek. It was very Rocco.
Oh, very Rocco. Very romantic.
They're sniffing noses.
It's like a love fest in here. And so, these two cats did it.
The one tabby one, black, and then the tabby went over to the white one.
Yeah.
He's, you know,
he's coming over here now.
The jungle fever.
Here we go.
This cat. Now
oh my gosh. You he's are a cute, lover. Curtis.
He's a lover.
He's not a fighter.
We started to call him Coach.
Oh.
Coach Kurt.
I like it.
Yeah.
Want to sit down?
Some kind of title.
Oh my gosh, this cat.
Let's just make a podcast about.
Look, side note. Like, a bunch of people like yourself have tried to convince me to get another cat.
Yes.
And then Hallie, like, got on the bandwagon. And she was like, let's go get a kitten. You
what?
Know? Yeah.
Don't even. If you don't want to. Can't believe you're bringing this up right now.
Yeah. But in any event.
Let's go get a kitten, like, together.
Not together. But, like, to, like, you know.
Where is she going to get this kitten from?
Well, that's what we didn't know.
And
you
then,
know.
How are you not on the phone with me right away? Because you know I'll be upset.
I knew that you would know. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't sure. If you can hear that, that's Curtis. He's sniffing the mic. He wanted to be heard.
We need to rescue a couple of cuties over here. We're going to. One's white, like Billy. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Luxurious. Mm-hmm. Oh, and so then, you know, what was the other cat that was over here? Oh, it was Billy, right?
Billy and Keith.
Yeah, Billy and Keith. And, I mean, they did the same thing, cheek to cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are you kidding me?
I know. This is what I live with. Why do you think I have so many cats?
Cuteness overload.
We're thinking about getting a dog.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that was your reaction and not, are you crazy?
No, because I love dogs.
Well, I love dogs too, but it's not, as you've noticed.
I mean, you're vastly becoming Dr. Doolittle.
My goal is more to be like Goldie Hawn in, Seems Like Old Times.
Have okay.
you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
She does have a mansion, not just a manse.
A manse, yeah.
Sure, it's a mansion. And it's, she sleeps with, like, five dogs and cats, and she's married to Charles Grodin, and he gets upset because they're always in the bed, and he's like, who am I sitting on? She's like,
Charles Grodin, no stranger to pet comedy.
That's true.
Star of Beethoven.
True.
I went out for something recently that
audition,
I don't know. These jeans are my little favorite jeans, kind of little thing. And
can
it was
you
like
wash those jeans.
I can wash them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, but it's more. There's
some
a little
fancy jeans you're not supposed to wash.
Oh, ever.
You haven't heard of this?
Really?
Oh yeah.
No.
Like super fancy jeans, they're like never washed.
No, I know. I had a pair that was like that.
Oh.
And I think they're well. Also, I've lost. I mean, it's going to be, I've lost all this weight, and it sounds like I'm whining about something good, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody buys you new clothes, you know, when this happens. And so.
Did anyone buy you clothes originally?
no, but I mean, okay. you know, like, okay. you and just I just bought like 3 pairs of jeans, well, maybe 6 months ago, but I mean, they're mm-hmm. brand new, and now they don't fit. And so when I even this one pair. This one pair was most expensive jeans I ever bought.
How much were they?
This was back in New York. Okay. This is when I had like a good payday, and I was like, I'm treating myself. They were $200.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're supposed to wash those jeans.
I know.
Oh.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You were saying kind of that you're not supposed to wash.
Mm-hmm.
Did I wash them? Sometimes I did.
Uh-huh. I heard if you put them in the freezer, that's supposed to...
Kill the germs.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying
make them
to say.
Smell nicer.
Mm-hmm. So where are these pants?
Well, those they're almost in tatters, and they don't fit at all anymore.
Because
basically, I went from being like a 36 to maybe a 34, and maybe even less than a 34. Because I'll tell you, the other day, I saw on set, and I was wearing this thing. They made me wear like a couple different things. One of them is like these skinny jeans. I don't wear skinny jeans.
No. But when you get skinny enough,
yeah,
then it looks good.
Yeah. They were 32s.
And you were fitting in them?
Yeah, which is crazy.
Maybe you need to start wearing skinny jeans.
Maybe.
Maybe you should give the... I mean, listen, I love Brett. But
yeah.
He has gained weight, and he wants to lose it. And I'm happy with him any weight he is.
Yeah.
But you could give him your old jeans.
Oh.
And then when he loses the weight, maybe I'll break up with him for like a month to get him depressed.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, this is my secret.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
How you did it.
Yeah.
JK, Brett, don't worry. He's like, when we're only listeners, I shouldn't be leaving him for that reason alone.
What was my point? I don't know. We were talking about jeans. Oh, I was just like, there was a little burr on my jean here. I was upset. Whatever. Should we go back
Who's
to the movie?
Girl here? God's sake.
I know, right? Ugh.
I'm the one getting hunted down by the heroin.
Yeah, the phone dope girl.
Yeah.
That's
a very male thing. Anyway, yeah, let's talk about this movie. And, guys, I don't remember a lot of it, but I do remember that I loved it. I really liked it.
Well, this movie, okay, basically, it starts like this. They work in a magazine? Sure. Newspaper?
Okay.
Something. Well, they write stories. We're awful. Hopefully Ops doesn't listen to this. Well, but they see...
We still love her.
This she one reporter, he sees this thing in... Is it on Craigslist or something like that?
Okay.
And it says, like, looking for... like a companion or whatever
to time travel
mm-hmm. to go back in time, and there's like not a joke, you know, and he has all these qualifications that you need to be and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Jake Johnson mm-hmm. thinks this would be a good story to investigate, or actually he doesn't, but his editor thinks he should.
It must be a magazine.
So they go to visit this guy, and he brings Aubrey, who's like an intern.
Mm-hmm. Aubrey asks to go. She really wants
she
to
does,
go.
She does. And Jake doesn't want her to go, but...
He doesn't?
Doesn't he? Oh, man. Oh, then they bring another guy.
Nobody's listening to this.
Yeah, so they bring this Indian guy.
Maybe that's why nobody's listening.
And, yeah, because we're really scatterbrained. We're like stoners. But also, to be fair, most of the time, this is very unusual. Most of the time we see a movie, we review it.
This brings up a good point.
Yeah.
I was thinking we need to start taking notes.
Yes.
Because that would make it better.
I mean, when we talk about the other movie, I have so much to talk about.
I know. And that's true. You are very good about this. And you know what? It all falls on your shoulders. Because you ask everything and I just answer. But I'm just saying, for me, I should start taking notes. Because I have a terrible memory. And then often later I'll be like, oh, I want to talk about that. And I forgot.
Right, right. Well, in any event, they go to visit him.
Stomach? We just ate time.
I did hear your stomach.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody.
That's all right.
That was my stomach.
Guys at home.
Jeez.
Oh, rude. I'm still looking at it. There's still lots of Thai food.
Yeah.
Brett, don't worry. You're going to have some food when you come home.
But if you're listening to this later, don't think that we are from the future. And then it'll be disappointed because there won't be food.
That was a time travel callback. I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you.
No, okay.
What is a time travel movie?
So they go and suss out what's going on with this guy. Is he crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really have a time machine?
What's going on?
And Jake Johnson goes up, and it doesn't go well at first.
Remember
so then he sends
Jake
in...
Johnson? P.S. used to have a little weight on him.
Yeah, well, I don't... See, you know, the thing about Jake Johnson, I never knew him. You know, I know Brett knew him, was on a team with him and stuff.
He was on a team with him here when he lost the weight already.
Oh, he was already skinny, yeah.
I mean, yeah, when he was a team Chubbs. With Oliver Rowley. Did you know Oliver Rowley?
I did, yeah.
Oh, well, those two were inseparable.
Oh, was he on Petrol? Do you not remember the team?
Oh, no, he wasn't on that.
Okay.
But Mark Sam. They had a two-person thing all the time.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did know him. Well, I didn't know him.
You may not have remembered him because he was much heavier. You might not have thought.
Yeah. A little more generous.
Well, he wasn't much heavier. He was kind of like you.
Yeah.
Your weight loss. Not like, I mean, like you noticed, but it wasn't like, you know, if Chris Farley lost.
Right, right, exactly.
Like huge.
Before. Yeah. Maybe I will become a series regular now.
That's what it
right?
is. That's what it is.
That's what's going to happen.
Silly.
So then he sends in Obbs.
Mm-hmm.
And they start hitting it off, these two.
Oh, yeah. Mark, the time
how do you say his last name? Duplass? Duplass? Whatever.
Sure. Lipgloss?
Indie actor.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. He's very weird.
Director.
Oh, did he write it, direct it, too?
Not this one, but he's but he does done that? A lot of stuff.
Yeah. What else does he have?
Oh, dinka dinka dink dink. Keep talking.
We're doing our computer machine.
He has not a twin, but he has a brother.
He has a twin.
Not a twin.
Side note. I don't mean to.
Duplass.
Oh, wait, that sounds familiar. Yeah. I know him. Like, I mean, like, that actor I can picture. I didn't realize.
The other guy?
I didn't connect with there.
He directed Jeff Who Lives at Home, Cyrus.
Oh, Cyrus. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I believe. he might have done it with his brother. He did. He wrote and directed it with his brother.
Yeah. I was going to mention this quickly.
Okay.
This is, you know, quick other little Hallie thing. Which is just this.
Okay.
Is that I found out, which I knew this before, but I just found, you know, it was called to my attention again recently. Mm. I'm not her first twin, Tosh.
What?
I'm not her first twin. Ugh. She has dated a twin before.
She's a twin hunter. I don't care if she's listening to this.
Yeah, I mean...
That's
right?
Terrible.
It's like she seeks out twins.
That's really terrible.
The other twin was like her first boyfriend. It was like in high school or
middle school or something. You never
go back to then. Something. That's twin. Once you go twin, you can't get enough of them. We're gonna get the true rhyme.
Once you go twin, you're never gonna not fit in with another twin. Because you like them.
Once you go twin, you can't stop the sin-ing.
It's not.
Come on, let's do some more.
Once you go twin, you better not have any cans of tin.
Once you go twin, throw it back in the bin.
But I don't know what that means. Once you go twin, you'll never throw it back in the bin.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, that's enough of that.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, okay, back to the movie.
Is the other
twin identical? I don't know.
Oh, you didn't ask her.
I think I did,
but... Did I ever tell you about the twins I knew in high school?
No.
Oh.
No. You knew some twins?
Should I?
Is it a good story?
Yeah.
Think about
kind
it.
Kind of a good story.
Yeah? Worth it? Okay.
I don't know if I want to reveal it.
Let's put as good as the way. Phone?
That's how good it is.
The phone dope?
Was that good? Oh my God, can you hear my stomach again?
This time I didn't hear it.
Oh no, it's really making a lot of noise. Oh, it's all that Thai food.
Maybe your stomach's exploding.
I think it is.
Maybe the phone dope. Maybe you shove some dope up your ass. And it's slowly making its way up. Soon it'll be at your neck.
Ugh, never mind.
Did you ever see that? What was it? Maria Full of Grace? Did you ever see that?
I think I did.
Where she like takes the, shoves it in condoms and then swallows them all.
Oh, that's terrible.
She's like a mule. Like, what's that?
A door? Or was that what's a that? Cat? That I don't was know. A cat.
Oh, okay. Over. Is there a cat at the door?
I'll quickly tell my twin story.
Yes, quickly.
I mean, why are we here otherwise, right?
That's true.
Okay, so basically there are these two twins in high school. Derek and Dick were their names. Well, they were in high school. They were my friend's brothers, actually.
Horrible. Okay.
They were my friend's brothers. Dick was, like, gorgeous, supposedly, but I liked Derek. But they were both much younger than me, so I didn't really pay them any money.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're cute little brothers.
Right.
But really, I did love Derek. Anyway, long story short, sort of, when she got married many years later, Derek the twin died.
Oh, no.
It was really sad and terrible.
Yeah.
When I was 23. He died. It was tragic.
Yeah.
Then the sister got married 4 years later. Dick was there. Obviously, Derek wasn't because he was dead.
Yeah.
Dick apparently tells me, and, you know, it was a drunken rehearsal dinner, whatever.
Yeah.
That he had liked me this whole time.
Oh, my
goodness.
But I
loved Derek. But then on the other hand, there he was, right?
Yeah.
And he was gorgeous. I've never done anything like this because usually I would only fool around with someone that I was really attracted to.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like all in memory of Derek.
Made an exception because you're a twin fucker like Hallie.
I guess. What I'm saying.
Oh, there's a fight going on.
There is. Cat fight.
No, it's back on.
This is just play. Anyway, that's what
happened. Yeah, Curtis, like, goes from being ferocious to tender.
Well, he's a kitten.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing a lot of cuteness. Listen, they can't see this.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we should play-by-play it. And there they go. And Curtis is on top.
I wonder why we don't have many listeners.
I don't know. It's a mystery to me.
It's such a mystery.
Should we go back to the movie and actually talk about the movie?
Sure. You didn't like my twin story at
all? I loved your twin story. I loved it. Well, briefly on that.
You're an actor.
I will just say this.
Terrible acting. Yeah.
I think it was The Lovely Bones. Mm-hmm. I think either they're twins or she talks about twins and that, about thinking about your twin dying. Mm-hmm. And I never really seriously thought about it before reading those words, and it made me so sad. Because I was like, oh my God, at some point, unless we're on a plane together, one of us will die before the other one dies.
That's, I think,
my, and it made me so sad. Yeah. It's
a terrible thought. Terrible.
It's just, yeah. Well, okay, back to lighter things, like time machines.
Okay.
So, you know, and then,
yeah.
They discover, basically...
We can't give anything away.
Well, can I give away the next plot point, though?
I don't remember it, so sure. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
They discover that, like, he's going back to...
Oh, yeah.
Get back with his girlfriend.
Right.
And fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Maybe it makes Aubrey sad because she likes him.
Yeah. And so she's trying to decide, is this guy crazy or not? And she starts to...
I think she thinks he isn't, but everyone else thinks he is.
Yeah. And I won't say what happens at the
end. We don't know. Is he crazy? Is he not?
Yeah.
But it's quite beautiful.
It's quite beautiful... And it's a very quirky movie. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, like, Jake Johnson, I liked him in it.
Yes, he's always good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, like, an interesting... Because, you know, like, he plays... he's sort of, like, romantic lead on New Girl. Mm-hmm. And in this, he played, like, a dick, you know? Mm-hmm. And I liked him. I thought it was funny. I like the sidekick, too, the Indian guy. Yes, he was very funny.
There was a lot of great actors in this.
Yeah. And,
A lot of, you know, good, funny people.
Yeah. Now,
And Aubrey wasn't like her April self.
She was much softer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she did a great
job. Vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did a great job. She strikes me as the type of person that would, like... entertain something like that, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That you would like be interested in a guy mm-hmm. that was making a time machine.
Will you tell me if you can hear my stomach again?
I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll be like.
Okay. He's motioning, thumbs down, and then a Santa belly.
Exactly.
I think.
Maybe did I ever tell you this? I just mm-hmm. did. You mention that is that, you know, I have those Decon commercials, right?
No. The rat?
The mouse. I like to say mouse. Sorry. Rat seems... Sorry. I know.
Okay.
Well, when I did that, and I had the suit, they, like, didn't... They, like, stuffed it so that I would have, like, you know, look big and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is so funny if, like, you go on YouTube and you watch this and there's all these comments and stuff, which I read sometimes.
Yeah.
And,
And you have stalkers.
I have stalkers, yeah. And, like, some of the people, the mean people, mostly, it's probably 90% nice people and then 10% mean people. They're like, fat fucker, and this sort of thing. And I was like, can you not tell that there's so much stuffing in this suit? It's like...
And also, you're a fucking mouse.
I know.
Who are these people?
These people are so weird.
They must really hate themselves.
I know.
Fat fucker, you're a mouse in a commercial.
Right? You know?
Oh my God, that's
funny. But the thing that was so funny to me is when we shot it, like, all the costume people were these French women. And there were all these cute French girls, and they, like, they're all talking in French, you know? So they have me in the suit, and they're, like, stuffing me, you know?
Yes.
And they're all talking in French, and it was, like, vaguely, like, weirdly erotic, you know? But, like, the weirdest sex dream either, because you're, like, all these French girls, like, I'm in this mouse suit, getting stuffed with, like, cotton and stuff, and they're, like... Santa Claus, and like, and it's just, you guys are reaching around me, you know, their hands are like down in my pants.
Almost near your
yes,
area.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's
funny.
It was very, very weird.
Why didn't
but
you get any numbers?
I should have. Mm-hmm. I did, but they were French numbers. Yeah.
So. You could have looked it up, translated it in Google.
That's true.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to the thing.
Hindsight is vaunt.
time machines mm-hmm. and this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What, let me ask you this.
Okay.
First off, didn't, you wrote a time machine
comic. I said that like 15
minutes ago. In the beginning,
ago.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I did.
Yeah. which I still haven't gotten to read. Side note.
I'm happy for you to read it.
When I want
to
read it.
Okay.
Okay. Curtis is going to climb the Christmas tree. Curtis
is about to get sprayed. Okay.
I was going to say.
We sprayed it with geranium oil, and it worked. The cats don't like geranium oil.
Oh, okay.
For the most part, except for he's about to put me on.
They hate it. Geranium oil.
It really works, people with cats and trees.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, there are certain things that people say, like, that's a deal breaker, mm-hmm. right? And then there's certain be like, oh, do you think this person's crazy or something like that? Mm-hmm. Like, what, you know? Mm-hmm. For instance, I'll give you, like, an easy one, okay, right?
I'm listening.
There's a girl that I know that she was dating some guy. And I don't know how it didn't come up. I could see how it wouldn't come up for a while. But essentially, like, it came out that he thought that people that got AIDS... had to be homosexuals, you know, like, that was only from them, and that it was, like, God's curse and this sort of thing. And this guy was, like, you know, they went out for months before she discovered this. And it was, like, deal breaker, right? That's
a terrible thing.
Why do people still think this shit? You know what I mean? It's like... I mean,
do they really?
I don't know. It's surprising. But then...
That it's a curse?
I know. But so then, like, lighter version, it'd be like, how religious, you know, someone is. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, if they're really religious, that's that might be a deal breaker, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. A little bit, I can understand. Mm-hmm. That's fine, you know.
A little God.
Just weighing in on that, since we got it here, right? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty agnostic. That's how I roll.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's interesting. I usually am only seriously date atheists or agnostics.
Yeah, yeah.
I think my dad is a huge atheist, meaning that's why
right.
I got it.
Yeah.
But Brett is agnostic.
Yeah.
Although he's maybe questioning, but that's his story to tell, not mine.
Right, yes, exactly. We all have our twin story to tell.
My he probably twin has story one. That you barely listened to. It was a good one, too.
And yeah, it was good. It was good. Please.
Anyway, so deal breakers.
So
your deal breaker is...
Well, I'm saying, like, if they were too religious, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think, like, this time machine thing, be like, do you think they're too crazy? You know, like, mm-hmm. What would be something that you found out? They'd be like, oh, I don't know. Here, I'll give you another fun deal breaker from my past.
Okay.
Which, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And if I had to do it over again, I don't know if I'd be so hardcore.
Yeah.
But I still think I made the right choice.
Okay.
In college, there was a girl I liked.
Uh-oh.
English major like me.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And she turned out to be a huge Metallica fan. Like, that was her favorite band. And I was like, can't do it.
Really?
Just, I can't
had
do it.
Had you dated her?
We were in the early stages. We, like, nothing happened yet. But I was, like, we were hanging out.
I see.
And I was going to ask her out. We were definitely hanging out an inappropriate amount of time.
Uh-huh.
Or an appropriate amount of time, depending on what was going to happen later.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, I called it, I cooled
it
off.
Because
once I found out that.
I could see that for me. I could see doing that with music. If it was a really bad band.
Right.
I could see, like... You know, if it was someone was super into Dave Matthews,
right?
That would be hard.
Yeah,
because that just means that they have terrible taste.
Full disclosure: this guy owns a lot of Dave Matthews.
Well, no wonder we're not dating. Do you really love Dave Matthews?
I mean, I don't like love him, but I do like his music, and I have. I also like. I'm from Virginia. Like I went to JMU, which he. Is from Charlottesville, you know, so...
Well, that's a little different. Yeah. And I did, like, one of his albums, but the thing is that it's more like someone who's super into him. I feel like it's, like,
He's got a really weird voice, I'll say that.
It's a whole culture, you know what I mean?
No, that's exactly. What I mean. All the douches.
It's not as
hacky
music.
Sack frat guys.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Now, if they were really for real, and this is a better one.
Yeah.
Than Dave Matthews, because he actually Matchbox 20. If it was Train, you know, if they were really, and I have liked a couple of Matchbox 20 songs, but I'm not gonna admit it a lot.
Here's something or funny about
not to an whole album.
No, exactly. I have that first Matchbox 20 album, and it is a relic from a breakup.
Oh.
It's not mine.
They left
it's hers. Up. Yeah.
You know, when I first moved to LA,
for some reason I kept it.
Why did you keep it?
I mean, like, as a CD. I like that one song, you know.
Oh, I do see.
What did he knock
Keith
over?
Keith is in the box.
Oh, he's in the box. Now he's out.
Outside the box. No, Keith's in it.
Oh, Keith's in it. Okay.
Curtis is trying to find him.
This feels like some sort of, like, children's book. Keith is in the box. Curtis is outside. Who's
Curtis
in the box?
Wants in. Keith wants out. wait, what was... Oh, I was driving in L.A. and a Matchbox 20 song came on and I, like, realized I like different songs in the car than I do outside of the car.
Oh.
It was like this Matchbox 20.
Was it 3 a.m.?
Like, yeah, it might have been that one. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I must be lonely. Woo! And then I turn off the car and it's like, oh, what happened? I feel dirty.
Right, exactly.
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
But there are good drive songs that you enjoy while you're driving.
Like, that's true.
That,
that to walk to would be ridiculous.
You'd be embarrassed. Then you'd be like, oh, what am I doing? Anyway, yeah I do actually appreciate music being a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to know. In my ute, when I date, there was a lot of things that should have been deal breakers that were not. Like when that boy from the record store told me that he was still in love with his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
I and then he went, I'm crazy. Cuckoo. I pointed to his head. Like, I still went ahead with that one.
Right, right.
You know, I didn't date him very long.
But. Yeah.
So, yeah. But, of course, religion and politics.
Yes.
So politics is a big thing. I mean, I can't.
I don't know if I could date a Republican.
I don't know if I could. But I didn't know it at the time.
Right.
And then...
Closet Republican.
It was too late. Well, I just was too young to realize what was happening.
Yeah, yeah. Now...
But time travel, sure.
Right, right.
I'd be into that.
Well, but it's like kind of like... that's why I related to the religion. It's like almost like a thing of like, well, if they really did it, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But if they think they did and they didn't...
Well, then they're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, you know... Maybe you don't know until it's too late. And then you'd be like, I've been fucking a crazy person.
Yeah, but I feel like there must have been signs along the way, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like nothing ever really happens out of the blue.
I think you're probably right. You can always trace it back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
This is a question you probably had to answer earlier in life.
Okay.
If you had a time machine.
You calling me old?
Uh-huh. No, I think everyone's answered this.
Okay.
Who's in the box, by the way?
Curtis is in the box now. Keith is out. Curtis now wants out.
What would you do? Where would you go?
Oh.
In the time machine.
Do you have an answer?
I mean, I guess I would like to go back and see lots of things. Mm. I mean...
Is this like a day trip?
No, well, that's the thing, is that some people would just go back a little bit. That's what's funny about this movie that I like, is he like, I'm going to go back 8 years. He's just going to go back 8 years ago.
That's in my movie. Yeah. They only go back to 2002.
Right.
And when I wrote it, I think it was...
Sometimes that's all it takes.
2004. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, I guess like when we did the Woody Allen movie, it's like that. You know, it's like if you could go back to a time. Period. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to give up my life now. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's why time travel is great, because then you could go and then come back.
Yeah, if you could come back, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, why not do it all? You know? Go see some dinosaurs.
Go see
Jesus.
Oh,
see if he's real,
I'd love that.
What else? Those are the two big
things,
right?
Warn some people of some things.
Stop Hitler. Right?
Oh, please, right.
Yeah.
Tell Martin Luther King.
Favorite time travel thing recently is I love that Stephen King book. Did you read that?
No.
It's about going back to stop JFK from getting killed.
I would stop Martin Luther King before JFK.
Oh, yeah?
And Curtis agrees. That's
he did.
That. I mean, if we have to pick a hero, that's who I pick.
Okay.
He's my fave hero.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, I have a painting of him.
That's true.
That's up there.
That's true, you do.
Positions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, no, here's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. Let's say you were dating MLK.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've thought of that before.
You know, if you're Loretta. You know, Coretta. Mm-hmm. I want to call her Loretta.
Don't.
But it's Coretta. You're right. I told you about my weird Jenna 101 idea, right?
No.
Which I only didn't. Makes sense, like, if you were, like...
Oh, you did.
So much younger. You know, I mean, like, older. Mm-hmm. It, you know, but from the 80s. Which is Scarecrow and Mrs. King. And instead of, like, you know, the TV show, it's an actual Scarecrow for, like, Wizard of Oz kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And Coretta Scott King. Mm-hmm. But now it doesn't make any sense anymore because Coretta Scott King is gone, too. So...
You know? That's true.
So then she's like,
"Darn it! There goes that idea."
So hopefully when she died, I was like, "My $1 million idea, not as funny anymore."
You'll think of something else.
Yeah. Well, in any event, I was gonna say, would it bother you the infidelity? You're like, he's a great guy, but he does this.
Right. Oh dear, I dropped my computer on that one.
Oh my gosh.
Of course it would bother you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, please, but he's a dynamic man. I guess that's what happens.
Right?
Look at Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Obama, but Obama doesn't have that, like, sexy thing.
You don't think he's sexy?
No, I don't.
Oh, really? I think he's a sexy guy.
I think
guy.
He's, like, good looking.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's
You don't see that sexy, twinkle in his eye, yeah.
Which, unfortunately, I guess I find attractive. Like, Bill Clinton and Martin Luther King, you kind of can tell.
Yeah.
You know, that he's a ladies' man.
Right.
In a way, like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving my shoulders. Audience.
You want to be preached to in the bedroom,
Ooh.
Too.
Say it again. I don't know what just happened. Anyway, do we have any other questions?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think. I mean, it has been a while since we have seen this.
Mm-hmm.
The
important info is that we loved it, or I loved it. How'd you
feel? I did love it. I loved it, mm-hmm. and I loved all the actors. You know what's funny is I thought that Mark Duplass, he reminded me of Besser in a weird way.
Really?
Maybe because he's got this nasal voice and stuff.
Oh,
and
I can see that.
His face is kind of similar. I don't know.
I didn't notice his face being similar. Yeah. Uh-oh, phone call from Brett.
Should I pause it?
Sure, yeah.
We're back on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a false alarm. Maybe, you know, I wish that someone, maybe it could have been our first call-in.
Oh,
you know?
That's true. We
could have called. Which, I know, we still need to do that. You know, I actually accidentally gave up my Google Voice number, and I realized we should just do that. We should do that, and then we can know that it's the line.
You know? Can you not get it back?
I think I can get it back.
If Does I want it to do cost that. Money?
No, it's free.
Did you see our countdown to Christmas? 5 days.
Oh, my gosh.
On the tree.
Wait, where am I looking?
On the little cardboard. I mean, the wooden tree. It's on the bookshelf. That way.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
5 days till Christmas.
That's great. Yeah, guys. We didn't even talk about that on the cast. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas.
5 days. The
so
cats are very excited.
They're fighting about it. Like, I want the box for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal over here. The house is in a lot of disarray as we prepare.
But it's decorated, I like. I decorated my house.
Oh, that's nice. The cats are really...
They're really going at it. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Well, he takes it seriously, his playtime.
Right.
He gets angry, but he... It's still playing. Anyway, guys.
Should we wrap this up?
Yeah. Go see it.
Go see whatever. It's on demand.
On demand.
And or rent it or however you do.
However you
Redbox. Whatever you want to do.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Hulu Plus. Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we got another one coming up.
Yeah,
so
we
look
do.
Forward to that.
Look right forward.
All right.
Okay.
This has been
the Roco
Review.